Ben, you guys blocked a lot of shots in yesterday's game. You yourself had five. You know, when you look at that stat, is it something that's always a positive, or can it be a concern if you have to block that many?
No, I take it as a positive. I mean, we were desperate for a win yesterday, obviously, and you know, I thought we showed that desperation. I mean, guys were getting in front of shots, getting in front of, you know, big one-timers. Guys were willing to do whatever it took to get the win, and that's what it's going to take for us.
Still a concern at all that Nashville was able to generate so many shots and so many shot attempts?
I don't know. I don't know how many great chances they had. I mean, they're a pretty offensive team. They're going to get their shots. If they're from the outside or from, you know, the corners of the point, it's not that big a concern, especially when we got Helly back there. So I think we were comfortable with the amount of shots. It's just a matter of taking away the good ones.
How concerned are you about the number of penalties and power plays you guys are giving up, at least lately?
It's. I mean, every team goes through it. Every team goes through a time where they're taking more penalties than they want to. I mean, there's some cheesy ones and things that don't usually happen. I mean, Stu just turns around and his stick catches a guy in the face. So it's not something that happens regularly for us. I mean, there were some in Nashville that obviously we can't take, undisciplined ones that we don't want to take. But the ones last night, I wouldn't say we had a problem with. It's just more of, you know, taking care of our sticks and making sure we're not catching their guys up high or tripping their guys up. It's just little cheesy ones like that we got to stay away from.
Is fatigue ever part of it?
Sorry?
Is fatigue ever, you know, a factor in those penalties?
It could be. I mean, we've had a long stretch of games. We've been every other day for quite a while now. So it's, I mean, you might get guys maybe a little less sharp when you got such a long string of games going on. But, I mean, like I said, it's more cheesy ones, just a stick getting caught in a guy's skate or a guy catching another guy up high with a stick. It's not something that, if you're fresh, that wouldn't happen. You know, those things are going to happen. It's a fast game. Sticks are going to get caught up.
Enstrom and Myers out of the lineup right now. How much have you relished getting into, quote unquote, a top four role here right now and getting more opportunity?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's obviously not great that those guys are out, but for myself, it's a chance to show that I can handle the big minutes and you know, the team can be successful with me in that role.
Do you have a different mindset at all?
No, not at all. It's got to be the same game. My game's got to look the same, whether it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes. It's got to be simple. It's got to be you know, physical and strong defensively and move the puck quickly. I mean, playing with a guy who can move the puck like Troops or Buff or whoever I'm with, you know, it helps my game. I can kind of stay back and protect the house, and they can do their thing offensively.